issues that matter to you. It's Ernest Iztook on Iztook Live.
Does it matter to you as a voter what position you take on this whole issue of same-sex marriage? Because will anybody pay attention to what you say? Will they honor your decision? After our guest, love to hear from you. 202-675-1780, 202-675-1780. Randy Thomason is joining us now, president of Save California, one of the main groups behind Proposition 8, which is going to be coming before the U.S. Supreme Court, because the lower courts ruled that it's unconstitutional to limit marriage to being between a man and a woman. Randy, thank you for joining us. When you were involved in that whole effort, did you expect that the will of the people would be dishonored in this fashion?
Yes, because as I talk with you right now, I am not sure that we still have a republic or a democracy in America when we have black robe judges doing their own will instead of obeying their boss, the straightforward words of the United States Constitution, and if they're confused, they can check the legislative history. When they go against their own boss and they put themselves on the throne, we have actually gone against Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, which says that every state is guaranteed a republican form of government. In other words, a government where there is a constitution that is followed, written laws that are followed. No, judges have usurped that, and that's exactly what's happened with the subject of marriage in California.
Our guest is Randy Thomason, president of Save California. We had the circumstance that after the people of California passed Prop 8 to say marriage could only be between a man and a woman, and then the state officials would not defend it in court when people tried to sue against it, and then when a judge ruled against the proposition claiming it violated the U.S. Constitution, the governor, the attorney general, refused to take an appeal. They didn't want anybody to be able to second-guess the favorable trial court decision that they received. What does that tell us about whether or not people are performing the duties of their offices?
Well, again, that this is not the characteristic of a republic. When there are sworn public servants, and they have raised their right hand, and they have pledged to defend the state constitution, to do their duty, to implement the law, they have made a public pledge before God, actually, and now they are dissing God, they're dissing the United States and the state constitutions and the people who elected them. And an uninformed public that allows this to happen is just as bad when they vote foolishly and or they vote wickedly. And we have evidence abounding that there is a civil war occurring in the United States of America. It's not being done with guns or knives, but it's being done by usurpers of the United States Constitution, and they position themselves in power. They have infiltrated the constitutional land of the United States. They have gotten there with the help of ignorant people or wicked people, and then they have implemented their own will. The governor and attorney general in California would not defend the people. The Supreme Court of California had to begrudgingly admit that the Constitution was still above them. The homosexual activists in 2009 took this to the federal system. They found a closeted homosexual judge named Vaughn Walker, who cherry-picked this case, took it, and he imposed his own will, satisfying his own heart, satisfying his homosexual friends, and then it went to one of the worst judges on appeal, Stephen Reinhart, the most overturned federal judge. He's on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And again, it was a 2-1, two liberals versus one constitutionalist. And now we're at the Supreme Court level of the United States. And it may be up to one man there, Anthony Kennedy. I hope that it's going to be more than 5-4, but it still may be that close. And so, yeah, we are in a big pickle. It's not simply a fight about marriage. This is a battle of over our republic. Do we still have one?
Our guest is Randy Thomason, and what you describe is basically what I guess many people would say is a rigged system. I want you to hear and share with other people, this was President Obama in 2008. He's with Pastor Rick Warren in a nationally televised event with Saddleback Church. And this is what, at that time, President Obama said about marriage between a man and a woman.
Define marriage.
I believe that marriage is the union between a man and a woman. Now, for me as a Christian, it's also a sacred union. God's in the mix.
Now, this week, President Obama, within the week, is supposed to announce whether or not his administration will file a brief with the U.S. Supreme Court, taking the position that it violates the U.S. Constitution to limit marriage to being between a man and a woman, which, of course, is the very opposite of what he said in 2008. What is going on here, Randy?
When you are deceived yourself, it's very easy to deceive others. Our actions show what we believe, not our words. And Barack Obama lied to the American public in that soundbite you played. He, that same year, in 2008, had already gone on record opposing California's Proposition 8 on the ballot, opposing the Florida marriage amendment on the ballot. And he has opposed similar amendments to protect marriage licenses in other states. So what you have heard is a lie. It's 4 years old, and he's finally, in an election year last year, decided that he needed money from wealthy homosexual business persons and their supporters, and he came out with the truth. He really is a supporter of everything homosexual, bisexual, transsexual. He's imposed it on the military. He's imposing it on marriage. He's imposing it on our culture.
There you go. Randy Thomason, president of SaveCalifornia.com, one of the main groups behind Prop 8 out there in California, which would have kept marriage, defined marriage as just between a man and a woman. What do you see the future if the White House gets involved in this? What do you think will happen? Do you think gay marriage will be opened up in California?
Well, CJ, I think that what we're seeing with Barack Obama, you know, the news over the last couple of days, will he get in? Will he not get in the case? It's really a sideshow, and it really shows that the homosexual activists have taken over the mainstream media, because the mainstream media, by doing these stories, is actually doing the bidding of their real bosses, which is not the viewers, it's the homosexual activist groups. Second, the actual ruling that would come out, it could go a variety of ways. It could go that homosexual marriage is illegal in California because Proposition 8 is upheld. It could be that the standing of Proposition 8 proponents is actually not recognized. Now, that, I don't believe that's going to happen, but it's possible. And then the case could actually revert back to applying to only two homosexual couples that filed it and not apply statewide. Some hope from homosexual activist attorneys that it would be applied nationwide. But I'm looking at Anthony Kennedy. In the Lawrence v. Texas case, striking down the sodomy laws, Anthony Kennedy actually wrote twice in his opinion that homosexuality being legal and striking down sodomy laws does not necessarily mean that the government must recognize these relationships. And so, is he a traditionalist? On some things. Is he a liberal? On some things? Yes, he is. But Anthony Kennedy, I would bet, would uphold at least the vote of the people, if not uphold that this is an important institution throughout our laws, and marriage is only for a man and a woman.
Randy, one of the issues, Randy Thomason with Save Our California, one of the issues, totally apart from the question of whether people are for or against same-sex marriage, is the issue of hypocrisy and the ability to trust things. It was less than a year ago, it was May of 2012, where President Obama said he supported the concept that states should be able to decide for themselves whether or not to have same-sex marriage. In other words, that there was no U.S. constitutional requirement that same-sex marriage had to be allowed. He said that in May of last year. Now he may be taking a different position in a brief that he will file to the U.S. Supreme Court. Your comment on that?
Well, when liberals try to sound conservative, or when they try to sound federalist, he is I guess there are professional liars and there are professional double talkers. And I'm not sure what you have here, but you do have someone that is giving multiple messages. And he already gave his message. He gave his message last year in an interview. He said that he supports homosexual marriages being legal, and that means everywhere. So it doesn't matter what he says now. I guess he's working on a legacy. Well, the legacy is that America is really going down, not simply because of foolish voters who don't check out the real policies or real positions of the candidates or don't even check out what's best for children. But they listen to the lies of and the misstatements of candidates themselves, and they just vote on image or they vote on feeling. That's really self-idolatry, and we've got a president who is actually speaking to different audiences, giving them all different messages and situations. It's amazing.
Yeah, Randy, thank you for joining us. Randy Thomason, president of Save California. And this whole question about whether the president says one thing and does another, it's not just on the same-sex issue. Mm-hmm. We're going to share on a huge issue right now, these control of spending, the so-called sequester. President Obama has reversed positions again. We're going to explore that, the hypocrisy, when we come back on Iztook Live.